One night, while walking to my car, I had a slight stroke and staggered to the left. I had been smoking one cigarette after another that night, and I felt that that was what caused it. My wife Muriel and I tried to quit. We lasted 8 days. It wasn't that I got any real pleasure out of smoking. Except for the first cigarette in the morning with my coffee, I never enjoyed it. My mouth always tasted nasty. Smoking took away my appetite. It brought on emphysema that made it hard to breathe. In 1956, smoking more than ever, I came to Honolulu to work for a local newspaper. In June 1965, my stomach began hurting, and I would get up every hour or half hour during the night to drink milk and smoke a cigarette. In September 1965, I came down with a horrible cough. It was hoarse, and there was a nasty soreness in my left lung. I went to my doctor. He listened to my chest and ordered an X-ray. "You have a lung tumor," he said. 4 days later, the lung surgeon took out a left lobe. A month later, I was back at work. I hadn't smoked since the day before my operation. It wasn't hard to quit, for one simple reason: motivation.